Good morning. A Tuesday morning with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, no more important politics than keeping the station running. And we, of course, are trying to raise money for the tower, close to $850,000 now in the lockbox.
David, you're so right. Not only do we have to raise money for the tower, but three times a year we come to the folks who support WAMC and who listen to WAMC and who are WAMC, and we say to them, okay, we need $1 million. In the last couple of drives, we had it in a day or a day in a couple of hours. But this time, we had to buy the tower also. So this was a unique $2 million fund drive for both the tower and keeping the place going. Now, that fund drive is on February 5th, and right now we are in a position to sort of get there. An astounding $840,000 has come in to support WAMC in the lockbox already. If by February 5th we can get to $1.5 million, we'll be close to where we always are as we go into a fund drive, and perhaps maybe we could do it in a day. Look. There are hundreds of thousands of people who listen to WAMC, and that happens all the time. A relatively small fraction, about 10%, pay up and say, okay, I love the station so much that I'm going to do it. They don't make excuses. They don't say, as my brother Lewis always said, that there are 10,000 reasons not to give. They do what they do out of pure love and decency and understanding. Their mothers taught them, their fathers taught them. They know what it is to keep something like this going. And we ask that everybody come to WAMC.org. We'll have the tower. We'll have you. We'll have it all together. And this is Alan saying as passionately as I can, let's make this happen, WAMC.org, and let's get this done. David.
The news of the day, Alan, specifically when it comes to the Russian investigation news now that it looks like the special counsel, Robert S. Mueller, will be interviewing President Donald Trump in the coming weeks.
Well, the special prosecutors apparently asked for that. We know that, I suspect, because the people on the Trump end are telling us that there are lots of ways that can be done. It can be done in person. It can be done by a written statement. But this probably signals that Mueller is getting closer to the end of this investigation. So there's an awful lot of stuff that we know now. We know about the Kushners. We know about the president. We know a great deal about the president. We know about meetings that occurred that were denied but then are confirmed. We know that a president sat in a plane and dictated and helped to dictate a response to the meeting. It was going to be all about anything but what it was really about, and that was meeting with the Russians. So we're going to see whether all of that adds up to obstruction of justice or not, or whether there will be more indictments other than the Manafort indictments. And a lot of that is going to be made plain pretty quickly now. This is an extraordinary part of American history, and our children will be reading about it for years to come.
Speaking of years to come, out of the Golden Globes Award and Oprah Winfrey's acceptance of the Cecil B. DeMille Award came many rumors that she might want to run for president in 2020. Even her longtime partner, Stedman Graham, said it's up to the people. She would absolutely do it.
Well, there's a big push on right now. There are a lot of people who are getting into it. The columnists are writing, don't do it or do it or whatever. It's way too early. We've got 3 years to go, an eternity in politics. However, she's a brilliant woman. She has a tremendous amount going for her. And if she runs, she would be credible. I don't have any doubt about that. But as I say, 3 years are a long time.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, joining us. The lockbox open 24/7 at WAMC.org.
And David, let's try to remember that none of what anybody is hearing, none of this is possible if we don't have the resources. And it's so simple because there are so many people who we have yet to hear from. Ladies and gentlemen, do it now.
Thank you.